call to action on Capitol Hill. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The top Senate Democrat says a vote could come next week on making abortion rights part of federal law before a Supreme Court decision.
A draft Supreme Court opinion overturning Roe v. Wade obtained by Politico has put the abortion debate here into overdrive.
It is hard not to feel angry, troubled, and deeply disturbed.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer outside the Capitol with dozens of Democrats says he will call a vote on legislation that would codify abortion protections. Republicans, meantime, are demanding answers about how the internal Supreme Court work product leaked.
They want to override impartiality with intimidation.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell is calling for the leaker to be identified and punished to the fullest extent possible.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Chief Justice John Roberts says the leak will be investigated, calling it a singular and egregious breach. It's also spurring infighting among some Democrats. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema should be primaried for opposing efforts to change the filibuster rule. President Biden visiting Alabama and a Lockheed Martin plant that makes weapon systems, including some of what the U.S. has been sending to Ukraine.
The United States is leading our allies and partners around the world to make sure the courageous Ukrainians who are fighting for the future of their nation have the weapons and the capacity and ammunition and equipment to defend themselves against Putin's brutal war.
The president also reiterating the fight isn't going to be cheap, but that caving to aggression would cost more. Federal health officials still think Americans should wear masks on planes, trains, and buses, despite a court ruling that struck down the national mandate last month. The Justice Department is appealing. The CDC restating its recommendation for everyone age 2 and older. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Republican voters have 7 candidates to choose from in today's Senate primary in Ohio. Fox's Alicia Acuna is in the Cleveland suburb of Beechwood.
Former state treasurer Josh Mandel, one of the GOP candidates here, just voted. He told me he went to high school here, so kind of a full circle moment here to be able to come in here and vote for himself. Anything could happen, and that's because a lot of the polling done by Fox News and others heading into today showed that about 25%, about a quarter of voters asked, said they were still undecided heading into primary day. Mandel has been in a pitched battle with author J.D. Vance, who received the coveted endorsement of former President Trump.
The GOP winner expected to face 10-term Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. It's also primary day in Indiana, where only one congressional race is on the ballot, the only open district in Indiana, with 9 Republicans and 3 Democrats running. The manhunt continues for an Alabama inmate and the corrections officer accused of helping him to escape on Friday while awaiting trial for murder and serving time for other crimes.
The murder victim's family is really in a state of shock right now. This man confessed to stabbing a woman to death, a murder for hire, and the son says, how is this possible? We are getting now more attention paid to the corrections officer, Vicky White, a 56-year-old widow. She was employee of the year several times, so her own officers around her are shocked by this. But it appears now she may have been, the sheriff says, in a relationship with the confessed murderer. She put in her retirement papers just days before the escape, and she sold her house 1 month ago. So if she is on the run with this confessed murderer, the two have money to run together.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. On Wall Street, stocks finish higher after a choppy day. The Dow up about 65 points at the close, but an earlier rally faded. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.